This is VOA News. They are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. authorities said Sunday they have identified Anthony Quinn Warner, age 63, as the man who blew up a motorhome at dawn on Christmas Day in Nashville, Tennessee. DNA testing showed his remains were present in the wreckage. U.S. Attorney Donald Cochran said at a news conference Sunday that Warner is believed to have acted alone. He said authorities have not determined a motive. One theory is that the explosive was meant to damage communications networks. The motorhome was parked near an AT&T communications building when the bomb went off. Telecommunications services in several states were briefly interrupted as a result of the blast. The explosion damaged dozens of buildings and sent three people to the hospital with what police said were non-critical injuries. With the clock ticking toward a potential U.S. government shutdown, President Donald Trump on Sunday signed a $2.3 trillion spending bill, which he had previously criticized as a disgrace. The plan includes $900 billion for coronavirus relief. The rest is for government spending through next September. The president criticized the bill after it had been passed in the House and the Senate, capping months of negotiations between lawmakers. The bill was flown from Washington to Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago club in Florida to be available for the president to sign. Without Mr. Trump's signature or passage of a stopgap measure to fund operations, a partial government shutdown would have begun shortly after midnight on Monday. Increased unemployment benefits and eviction protections for Americans whose income was affected by the coronavirus pandemic expired early on Sunday. Mr. Trump had sharply criticized the legislation for including a $600 one-time stimulus payment for Americans. He said they should get more. This is VOA News. China expressed anger on Monday after President Trump signed into law those measures to further bolster support for Taiwan and Tibet. They were included in the measures that he signed on Sunday evening, the $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package. The United States has stepped up its backing for Chinese-claimed Taiwan and its criticism of Beijing's rule in remote Tibet. This further strains a relationship under intense pressure over trade, human rights, and other issues. The Taiwan Assurance Act of 2020 and Tibetan Policy and Support Act of 2020 each contain language that makes clear U.S. support for Taiwan's participation in United Nations bodies and regular arms sales. And on Tibet, the act says sanctions should be put on Chinese officials who interfere in the selection of the successor to the exiled spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama. Speaking in Beijing, a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry said China was, quote, resolutely opposed to both acts. The Taiwanese presidential office, however, welcomed the U.S. move. China regards Taiwan as Chinese sovereign territory. Sudan's official news agency, SUNA, says Sudan will send troop reinforcements to the south of Darfur region after 15 people were killed in tribal clashes. The governor of South Darfur state, Moussa Mahdi, announced, quote, the deployment of a large number of military forces in order to arrest those involved in the clashes and to collect the arms. SUNA quoted Mahdi as saying, quote, the era of reconciliation conferences is over and the era of implementing the law has started. A local official also cited by the agency said a dispute between the Masalit and the Falata tribes in the Gureta area had led to armed clashes in which two members of the Falata were killed. The Falata mounted reprisal attacks that left 13 dead and 34 wounded among the Masalit. According to SUNA, SUNA did not specify when the violence broke out. Gureta has been the frequent scene of deadly clashes between the rival tribes over the past 2 years, but this was the first since a reconciliation meeting held in October. The news comes less than a week after the United Nations Security Council agreed to end the UN and African Union's long-running peacekeeping mission in Darfur. It's known as UNAMID. When its mandate expires on December 31st, the withdrawal of UNAMID, deployed since 2007, it will begin January 1st and is expected to be completed by June 30th. That mission had 16,000 peacekeepers at its peak. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
In many countries around the world, this is the most wonderful time of the year. And as is usually the case, wonderful times require wonderful soundtracks. And when it comes to holiday music, the tunes are as varied as the rituals that accompany the celebration. Hello there, I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we are celebrating the soul of Christmas. From James Brown to TLC, Whitney Houston to Run DMC, welcome to the very special holiday edition of Soul Lounge. Kicking things off, Boys to Men. This is called Let It Snow on the Soul Lounge.
Wonderland. fire. Today's a fray, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter
school soul.
Stevie Wonder from his 1967 holiday album, Someday at Christmas. Now, when you grow up in a soulful house, as I did, there's always room for contemporary renditions of classic songs, like the Ashanti version of Winter Wonderland that we heard earlier. And then you have those cuts that in about 10 years or so will certainly be among the R&B Christmas classics, like Let It Snow by Boyz II Men and Brian McKnight. Back in the 1980s, hip-hop was gaining traction among popular music fans. Artists like LL Cool J, Eric B. and Rakim, and of course Run DMC were representing the genre throughout the year, so it was only natural they would add their flavor to the Christmas soul catalog. Here's a song about how Christmas was celebrated in Run DMC's hometown, Hollis, Queens, New York City. It's appropriately titled Christmas in Hollis on the Soul Lounge.
Chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very fast.
Up next, one of the most popular boy bands of their time. Throughout their career, they experimented with a number of genres. True New Edition fans will never forget their 50s doo-wop album, Blue Moon. Of course, they offered up a few holiday cuts as well. In 1985, when they were still young and on the rise, they recorded this next song for an album called Christmas All Over the World. Here's New Edition with Happy Holidays to You.
Surprise!
We'll be back with more of our Soul of Christmas special on the Soul Lounge.
Sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience. You are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul of Christmas special. I'm the Lady DJ, and we are celebrating the season with holiday classics from the 60s, 70s, all the way up till today. Now, the church is perhaps the most influential institution in the African-American community, and a large percentage of great soul and R&B singers started singing in the choir. The roots of jazz, soul, even rock and roll can be traced back to gospel. So in the early days of popular Christmas music, African-American artists resisted the trend of singing non-religious holiday songs. Now, that changed around the early 1960s when record labels noticed that African-American fans were just as interested in songs about the season as they were traditional Christian or gospel songs about Christmas. And so artists started writing and releasing holiday music that spoke to the modern audiences about issues they were facing in their day-to-day life. Like this next song from James Brown. He recorded it in 1968, right around the time he developed an interest in social justice and activism. In fact, that Christmas, James Brown dressed up like Santa Claus and delivered gifts to the less fortunate families in Harlem, New York. So here it is, James Brown with Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto on the Soul of Christmas.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy. Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something pretty for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it. Hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus go straight. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find. They know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told you so. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know.
The Soul of Christmas, a special holiday edition of the Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ, and we just heard a classic cut from the Jackson 5 featuring a very young Michael Jackson on lead vocals. Although secular holiday songs dominate the airwaves at this time, many popular artists, especially those who grew up in the church singing gospel, still prefer the more traditional Christmas songs. And so they will release them from time to time. And I'm going to tell you, no one can sing a traditional Christmas song like this next artist. Here is Whitney Houston with Do You Hear What I Hear? Inside the Soul Lounge.
The boy. We just heard from gospel singer Yolanda Adams with the traditional O Holy Night. And darlings, we have come to the end of the show, but I would be remiss if I didn't share with you two songs that no Christmas playlist can be without. I mean, check any list of quintessential soul holiday music, then check it twice, because I guarantee you these two songs are on it. But before I get into them, I want to wish all of you who are celebrating the holiday a very Merry Christmas. And to everyone, no matter where you are, I look forward to spending another year with you in 2017. So until we meet again, darlings, please make sure you take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright.
The night before Christmas, and all through the house, creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind.